In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I wonder what you think about on Mothering Sunday. For one thing, it's a good reason to come to church, so thank you for being here today. Come next week, we need you every week. Well, I think, first of all, not far from you, up on the hill, if you're outside, you could probably just about see it. Our Mother Church is St. Mary's Harrow on the Hill. And St. Mary's Harrow on the Hill has been faithfully preaching and teaching the gospel, priest after priest after priest, planted initially by a wonderful, amazing saint, one of the greatest intellects in Christendom, St. Anselm. And the church has been there for almost 1,000 years. Wonderful. So thank you for consistent millennial ministry, which is what we've had here in Harrow. Long before the people came, there was a church planted there by St. Anselm. The high places, they put churches because they wanted Christianity to be seen and vocal and present. And then from that church, St. Mary's Harrow on the Hill, not far from here is a church called St. Paul's Corbin's Lane. I cover there a lot at the moment because they haven't got a priest. And some of you will know that church well, and it has a wonderful ministry. My son, for a time, was the youth pastor there, St. Paul's Corbin's Lane. I visited the parish this week because I was looking for a mother. I was looking for a mum. And her name is Jan. And a few weeks ago, not far from you, about 100 meters, her son was murdered, stabbed. And immediately, not only is the chaos of these things so evident in our society now, I think he was 31, the guy who did it was 18, took out a flick knife and stabbed the man. They ran into the street. They landed the London Air Ambulance here on our grass, as you probably know. So our mind today goes out to Jan, particularly in the parish of St. Corbin's Lane. But also I think about when I was a prison chaplain. I did it for 3 years. Every weekend I would go to a place called Felton Borstal. I think it's got a different title now. And Keith, who has a wonderful ministry at Wormwood Scrubs, will know something about this. But I noted that the inmates, whatever we want to call them, the prisoners, first of all, when they first arrived, the girlfriends would come, and the families would come, and the friends would come to see them, and then the years went by. And very often, after years of being in that place, in prison, it was only the mums who turned up. Maybe the dads, but certainly the mothers. Because, you see, they know something about grace and mercy. They know something about forgiveness and reconciliation. They know that this was their child, is their child. And so the mums would come. Very poignant on Mothering Sunday. So today we think of all those perhaps who are in prison. And families that are torn apart because of crime. Won't be long, probably, because that young man who did that murder, he will be in prison for that horrendous event. And his mother's heart will go out to him. I'm also mindful, by the way, that Mothering Sunday, a lot of women don't come to church on Mothering Sunday, because they would love to be mums. And they struggle with not having children of their own. And it's very important, and very sad for so many. They lament, they're in mourning for not having a family. And it's real. For some years I worked for a pharmaceutical company that specialized in infertility. And we developed world-breaking drugs One of the drugs was follicle-stimulating hormone, which is made in the brain. And the reason why an awful lot of women can't have children is because they lack follicle-stimulating hormone. And we developed this drug and we began to use it. And out of that came test tube babies and IVF, in vitro fertilization. And the company was a specialist, developed it worldwide. And I got to know some of the most eminent professors and academics who worked in this field. And I always remember we had a national event where we asked all couples who were struggling to have children to come to major centers, major hospitals, and we laid on symposia in Scotland, all over England, in Wales and Ireland, and we got these academics to speak. And what surprised me most, we would have hundreds of people at these events, advertise it via the radio. What surprised me most was I was expecting middle-aged women to arrive in these places. But most of them were young couples, struggling to have children. And my heart used to go out to them. So we remember especially today the childless on Mothering Sunday. But we celebrate the gift of caring that comes wonderfully through women and through Mother Church. And that's why this reading, can we just look at it from Colossians? It's on our sheet. Can you look at it? Take it. Everybody. Can you take it? Now, somebody said to me, what is Mother Church about? People often say to me, what's real in Christianity? What is the most important things that we must give ourselves to? And this is why this wonderful reading is so important, because it describes exactly what it means to be a Christian. Has everybody got it? Colossians 3, 12 to 17. First of all, Mother Church, we are a chosen people. You've been chosen today. Mother Church, you are called to be holy. You are dearly loved. And this is the call on all of us, all of the church, to clothe ourselves as Mother Church with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. So what are the behaviors, outward behaviors of all who are Christian? Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And Paul says, surround all of this thing with love. That's what it means to be a Christian. There's no confusion. This is what it means to be a Christian. It's about compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, and love. All bound together. And then to be thankful. And let God rest in our hearts with psalms and hymns and songs from the Spirit. And that's why our worship songs are so important, because they lift our hearts to the living God and they bring about us good Christian characters like compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. This is what Mother Church is called to. This is what we're about. There's no confusion. And then probably a definition what it is to be a Christian at the very end, at the bottom. It says, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the Father. What is it to be a Christian? It is whatever we do, in word or deed, to do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, if there's ever a bit of scripture that is worth remembering, this is a bit of scripture that's worth remembering, because it describes what it is to be Mother Church, to be Christian. One thing I would suggest to you, I assume that most of you bath or you shower every day, or you wash. When you do that at the beginning of the day, first of all, remind yourself, as Mother Church, of your baptism. That you've been washed, you've been cleansed, and that you are now in Jesus. Do that every day as you have your shower or your bath. And then literally as you put on your clothes, put on your undergarments, literally remind yourselves that, as Paul says, you're clothing yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Now, many of us get very concerned about the state of the world at the moment. And we think to ourselves, what can I do about it? And we feel powerless. Well, let me tell you, there's something you can wonderfully do, and it's called bottom up. You can change your world today as you go back to your family or as you go into your work this week. You can change it by literally putting on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. How do we resolve the situation in Ukraine? Together, we put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. It changes the world. How do we resolve the problems in Palestine and the horrendous things that we see in Gaza? Once again, we put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. How does Kemi transform the situation in Hillingdon Hospital, where there is so much to deal with every day? She walks into that place, and as Mother Church, she puts on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, and love. This is the way that we change the world. This is the way the church makes the difference. This is Mother Church. So thank you for listening today on this Mother and Sunday. Go from here and celebrate all that is good about the caring that comes through women especially. And later on, we've got a little gift for you to take away. Amen.